This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Don's Heating and Cooling, Iowa Realty, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, 3M, Rich Goff Custom Farming and Trucking, Sandals Lounge, and Pella Motors. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Columbia Store and Tire, Ozinga Feeds, Iowa State Savings Bank, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and the Pleasantville Clinic. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does modern technology have to offer today's farmer? In the fifth part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Brad Cartwright with Titan Machinery, Pella, and Larry Heemstra with Barker Implement, Knoxville. I spoke with Brad Cartwright with Titan Machinery first. So, Brad, did you grow up in farming?
Not really. I lived on a small acreage outside of Monroe. We had a few horses, and I showed an FFA and 4-H cows and horses and pigs. So,
and how did you get involved with Titan Machinery?
Oh, I've always had an ag interest. My grandpa does farm. I've just always been interested in the ag field, and I thought it was a good way to get back in touch with agriculture.
And so you sell a variety of Case IH equipment out here?
Yeah, we're a full-line Case IH dealership, combines, tractors, planting and tillage. We also have Great Plains, Cub Cadet, and Articat.
It's a huge operation out here. You've just moved here a couple years ago, is that right?
We've been here just a little over a year. Our last building, I think Charlie said, was opened in 1959, so everything was made for H's and M's and small tractors. We could only get one combine inside. I think here we have about 45,000 square foot under the roof, and we have a shop that can do anything that needs to be done with today's big equipment.
And it is big, and it's expensive, isn't it?
It is huge. I mean, some combines list out about $500,000. They got tracks on the front of them. Of course, we got the big quad track tractors, 600 horsepower. It's the biggest tractor on the market. This stuff is getting huge, about 50,000 pounds for a tractor now.
50,000 pounds. What's a tractor cost now?
Well, a tractor like that is going to be around 400,000, all the way down to 25,000 for a Farmall 30.
Okay.
And everywhere in between, depending on the size and the horsepower you want.
How big is your inventory? You just can't keep a whole lot of that stuff around, can you?
No, we try to keep an inventory guessing on history what we're going to sell for the year ahead. You know, we don't keep a lot of those small tractors around there, and we don't keep a lot of those big tractors. In this area of the ag market, the more popular size tractor would be between 100 and 200 horsepower would be the most common.
Okay, and what does that run in price? Ballpark.
Ballpark, listing probably around 270 to on the high side down into the 150s for the 100 horsepower tractor list price.
Okay, depending upon what bells and whistles you have.
Yeah, there's all sorts of options. Of course, front wheel assist, you can have a loader. Auto guidance is a big thing these days. Everybody's going to the GPS to get more accurate with today's markets. You got to get as much yield as you can out of the field, so you want to have that accuracy. You can add a lot onto it by getting more accuracy with your GPS.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Pleasantville Schools, Vermeer Corporation, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, Pleasantville State Bank, and H&R Block. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIA KRLS. KRLS.com. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and find In-Depth in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Pierschbacher Funeral Homes, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Barker Implement, Kevin Wadley CPA, HCI Care Services, Central College, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation with Brad Cartwright with Titan Machinery.
Well, tell us how that works. It guides the tractor? You just kick back?
Yeah, more or less, I guess. The satellite signal, there's three different types of signal around here. WAS, which is a government signal, which is sub 6-inch accuracy. And then you can go to OmniStar, which is less than 4 inches accuracy. Then you can go to RTK, which is less than 1 inch of accuracy. I'd say most common around here is probably WAS or OmniStar, just because the price factor. RTK is a little more expensive, and you got to really cover some ground to make it pay for itself.
More expensive in terms of the equipment, or is there like other charges? Your cell phone, you have to pay.
Yeah, there's subscription fees, and the equipment is more costly also. The WAS signal is free. I think it was originally developed for boats porting in the sea. So it was something that was already in existence. Your car uses a WAS signal if you've got GPS in there. So that's why it was something that's already out there, and that's why it's free. Now, OmniStar is just a little more accurate. The guys that want to not have as much leeway on their accuracy row to row, and then RTK was developed for a guy. It is a repeatable signal that you can get the same spot, plant in the exact same spot year to year to year. And that's why it costs so much more.
Year to year to year within an inch.
Yep.
What does that really matter? Is that just sort of overkill?
It matters to an extent, I guess. A lot of people want to use it because if your fertilizer is exactly where you're planting, you want to be accurate and not plant a foot and a half away from it and lose that accuracy. To have that extra bushels.
Because otherwise, you'd have to spread more fertilizer.
Yeah. Well, not really, but your fertilizer won't be in the right place, I guess.
Okay.
You've got to have it close to hit the right spot.
All right. And so it maximizes planting and fertilizer being synchronized, I guess.
Yeah, maximize your yield potential by having that fertilizer and your seed near each other.
Well, and therefore you can use less fertilizer.
Yes.
Right? Because, I mean, if you have greater accuracy, you have to spread your fertilizer over a larger space.
Yeah, in theory, yeah, that would be right.
All right, which is a waste of money and not necessarily good for the fields.
Yeah, yep. If you're not hitting where your plan is, you're wasting money.
Does it guide you? How does it work? Do you just sit back and push a button? And
well,
it's
you've still got to turn around on the end of the rows, but once you get within a couple of feet, your computer screen in there will tell you that you're close and you hit a button, then it'll steer itself hydraulically as you go down the field, and you don't have to do anything but sit back and make sure everything's working right once you're on the row.
Wow. No wonder it costs quite a bit to get this stuff going. But ultimately, I would guess over the years it pays for itself out of increased
yield. That's the goal, yep. Because they say the human accuracy is 2 feet overlap either way every pass, so the accuracy should pay for itself fairly quickly when you look at the overlap.
And so you also end up getting, it's good for the farmer in the sense that you're getting more product out of the field, we're feeding more people, more cattle, hogs, etc. Mm-hmm. So it's, and using less fertilizer.
Yep.
It's all kinds of good reasons for that.
Yep.
And how about your combines? Same thing with the combines?
Yes, you can go auto guidance in the combines too. That there's not as much as that, I don't think, around here. A lot of guys still like to run their machine on their own, but I think it is something that's coming. There is row guidance for combines too, but just not as popular yet or in this area.
I think it's going to head that way?
I think so eventually, because, 10 years ago nobody thought they'd all have it in their tractors, but now everyone does. So,
is there a competition thing among farmers that you see where, just like guys with cars, that they want to have the best, fanciest car? Do guys want to have the best, fanciest combines and tractors?
Oh, I would say definitely. There's there's some guys when they see their neighbors trading, they'll go and trade too. So that's good for us when one neighbor trades a combine, the neighbors might follow around him. So yeah, it's similar to the cars in that way that there is a little bit of competition about having nice things. And
it's just sort of human nature.
It is.
It?
Yep. Yeah. A lot of guys want to be the first in the field, or the first to combine, or the first to have a new combine. So
part of our competitive nature.
Yep.
Well, and it works out well. It's part of the competitive effort that has brought all of these innovations to agriculture.
Yep.
And you work with people as a salesperson, but then also somehow with respect to training and with them in the field too. Is it a multidimensional effort that you do, or you just sit here at the office and wait for somebody to walk in?
We try to go with the aspect of we want to improve the farm. We want to be more of a consultative type salesperson where I want to help them help themselves. If I can sell them a product that's going to improve their farm operation, that's really the end goal, because selling is part of it, but we really want to be able to improve their operation at the same time to help them make more money, which will help us in the long run too.
And what do you like about the KSIH products?
They're leading the way, I guess, as far as the technology. The new engine tech, Tier 4 engine technology, is better fuel economy. It's the best fuel economy for Tier 4. It's their auto guidance. It's just hard to beat it. I mean, the whole Case IH operation is working every day to make themselves stand ahead of the competition. And with their tillage, their planting, everything is just top of the line.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Cargill of Eddyville, Pella Cooperative Electric, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, KO Roofing and Siding in Pella, Verdeft Agency, Lighton State Bank, and RJ Performance. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Mon and Seed and Chemical, First State Bank, Titan Machinery of Pella, Midtown Tire in Pella, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Laley USA, and Boats Home Furnishings. Enjoy the program.
I spoke with Larry Heemstra with Barker Implement. Busy time of year, isn't it, Larry?
Yes, it is. Farmers are finishing up doing some dirt work, or actually still doing dirt work, waterways, seeding. I got guys doing some seeding today. I'm surprised different areas are wet. Some places are bone dry. Some places got just amount of rainfall. But I see oats coming up, and I see waterway seedings coming up already.
Well, that's amazing given that it's not even April yet.
I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. I'm wondering what the summer is going to be like. You know, as I'm from Pella, tulip time. Last night I was in Pella and I saw tulips ready to bloom. I'd say this weekend they'll be blooming, or a month ahead.
Well, how's business at Barker Implement?
I've been extremely busy. Corn planters, tillage equipment, tractors. Now we're into the lawnmowers. We're not prepared for selling lawnmowers. We're about sold out, because normally this time of year we're just starting to get them in. But we've been selling lawnmowers for 3 weeks already. I've had people mow grass twice already.
When are your new mowers coming in?
Well, they'll be here any time, just that we're a month ahead season-wise versus normal. But I'm extremely busy. All of our stores, every store is extremely busy with lawnmowers, corn planters, tractors, tillage equipment. And we're selling a lot of precision technology is coming on strong. More and more farmers are wanting that. Things that run drive the tractor itself, shuts the planters off and on so it doesn't overlap. That is a cost savings per acre, and a lot of farmers are wanting to upgrade and do that.
It might be more expensive now. It'll pay off in the long run.
Most farmers, it's about a 2-year payback. Seed corn's high, fertilizer's high, and if they can if they can eliminate doubles, spacing too narrow or overlaps and driving it straight and not skips, they all see that as in it takes a fatigue out of driving. They can work longer days and not as tired. The other side of it is seed cost. It's saving on seed costs because they're not wasting the seed, and fertilizer is the same way. So I, on the average farmer, it takes about 2 years payback, as in dollars and cents.
Now, what's happening with maintenance? Has maintenance all been done over the winter?
I see bulldozers. I see tile machines still out as we speak. We've had a wonderful winter to do a lot of that. I know it's been done probably in the last month. Many, many farmers have been doing fixing their washouts and terrace blowouts and seeding their waterways. That's being done at the present time, but I've seen a lot of it done in the prior month of the beginning of March.
When do you think people are going to start planting?
I think there's corn planted in the ground right now.
Corn planted in
corn,
the ground.
Corn planted in the ground right now. I know of three farmers, not mentioning names, but not so far from here, that have some corn in the ground. Don't know how much, but I've heard of stories of they've got corn in the ground.
Is that good news?
I think it's pretty high risk the way it costs, but I can see somebody wanting to plant some just to say they planted some in March.
Well, and I hear the numbers are good for that September, that early corn coming in, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you by Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Pella Precast Products, Lighten Processed Meats, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, De Blumenhof, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, and Digital Galleria Designs. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIA KRLS. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and catch up on the in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McGriff's Spray Foam, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Stan and Pat with Stan Drywall and Pella, Pella Feed Service, Skurring and Utermarkt, Central Cellular, and Braffhart's BP.
I continued my conversation with Larry Heemstra with Barker Implement.
How do you keep your tractor and combine inventory? What are the decisions that, I when I come in, I see all these nice tractors, I see all these nice combines, everything's sitting out there. You don't want them sitting too long, but you want them here when people need them. But my understanding is the company, John Deere, is manufacturing as fast as they can. How do you balance all of that?
That's a pretty good question. I have to sell, I have to plan, used to be 6 months ahead, now it's 9 months ahead of when you want your stuff, so it comes in time. I sold a field cultivator 7 months ago and it showed up early this week, or actually it showed up Monday. He'd like to have it. So you have to think way ahead, or farmers have to think way ahead. But you're exactly right. John Deere's building as fast as they can. I think a lot of the machinery is going overseas, Russia. The European markets are taking some of the machinery. But to balance, to say how we balance it out, I guess that's a $64,000 question. It's a struggle to have it in the time that farmers want it. But at me as a salesman, I go talk to my customers 9 months before. What are you thinking for the next year? Pretty hard sometimes for them to really think that far ahead, but that's what the industry, that's just the way it is today.
And that's that just-in-time manufacturing.
That's that just-in-time. Mm-hmm.
Can't get too far ahead, can't have those big inventories sitting idle.
No, no. We're starting to talk next month. We will be talking about new corn planters for not for this year, for the following year. What we're going to be ordering, how many do we want, things like that. So that's a year in advance. And I don't, it makes it very, very difficult for me as a salesman to say this is what you need, but in a year in advance. The other side of it is they look at the market. What's the market going to be like? what's the yield going to be like. But a lot of farmers, they kind of know, they're on a set schedule that they buy this year, they buy that this year. They update different things. They try to do it, buy something every year.
So they have a long-term strategy.
Absolutely. There are impulse buyers, but not very many. Not in big items like that.
Do things tend to wear out about the same speeds where you can say, I need a new tractor, I need a new corn planter, I need a new combine every X number of years? Or things go fast? Some things rotate faster, I bet.
I think it's more about technology. People want newer technology, tractors that will drive themselves, planters that will shut off and turn on by themselves. People want the new, as new technology comes out, the bigger farmers want that. But do they wear out any faster than the older planters? I'd say it's a matter of how many acres you run over and how many hours it runs. And as farmers get larger, our tractors get larger, but they're running over more acres with that same tractor.
Okay, so the farmers are watching the technology more than the wear and tear on their product.
Absolutely. That's what I'm seeing this past 2 years.
So then that means that there's a lot of good used stuff out there that isn't quite so technological advanced, but still really good equipment that's available.
That is exactly right. Exactly. And that's what I have to sell because they don't have new to sell. So the used market, we have a lot of used equipment to sell. And some of the farmers that don't want to mess with the new technology would rather have the good used machinery. So that's where my sales are very, very active right now.
In the used.
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's age or something, but I get tired of a lot of the new bells and whistles on my cell phone. I don't really need all of that. Is it the same way with agricultural technology? Not all of us are ready for the fancy stuff?
That's exactly right. There's two styles of farmers. One that wants all the new bells and whistles, and there's farmers that don't want any of the new bells and whistles. They want older technology. They don't want electronics. They don't understand it, and they don't want to learn it. Now, as we got younger farmers coming in with their fathers, the young people, they understand computers and electronics. Don't get me wrong, some of the older farmers like it too. There's just different farmers like different things, but there's many people that want the new technology because they're seeing it cost savings per acre when they have that technology.
And those cost savings are real. They're not just in somebody's head. They're real. They make a big difference.
They're real. They're real. I got charts to show you. You tell me your land costs. You tell me your cost of fertilizer, your corn inputs, and we can calculate. And the dynamics of your field will make a difference, too. If it's square, if it's rectangular, waterways, those all enter into it. But I got charts that can show you this is the type of field, how much it's going to save you. And that's a bias, not a John Deere thing. It's not a seed corn agronomist. It's a bias chart.
Is it fun to sit here with farmers and talk about all this stuff?
Yes. You just get a lot of diverse farmers from some people want the top notch. We got RTK going up in a tower in Pella. I hope it's up by this week.
That's the fanciest, that's the most precision.
Sub-inch. Accuracy. I've got a lot of farmers wanting that. We've got that coming. Barkers has many, many towers with that. And then we have the other farmers that don't want to deal with that. But I see as farmers grow, the technology is part of the piece that lets them grow larger because it takes the fatigue out of driving it. They can put more hours in. They're not as tired. And they might be able to put a less experienced driver in this tractor. And if it drives itself by pushing a button, they don't have to be as good a controller as maybe the owner does. And the other thing I see is farmers get larger, they have more than one corn planter. So they have hired help. So if they have this precision stuff, they know it's going to get done correctly.
Okay, there's not the human error.
Well, there's always human error because you have to drive it on the ends. But I mean as in driving, shutting the planter off so it doesn't overlap, but it drives straight rows. But if there's a tree in the middle of the field, you still have to drive it around the tree.
Sure. All right. And the best part of your job this time of year?
I'd say buds coming on trees and the grass growing. I'd like to see it green again. We don't have snow. I guess some people like snow. I guess the older I get, I don't care for the snow. But, yeah, it's just a new year starting and crops going to be starting to go in the ground, the alfalfa. Just an exciting time of the year.
Thanks to Brad Cartwright and Larry Heemstra for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.